Smart with your Money Week in collaboration with Uswitch.
As a blind or partially sighted person, have you ever wondered how easy it might be to manage your bank account and energy bills? Well, Jeanette Scott, who is visually impaired and has recently featured in an RNIB case study all about managing your money and your energy bills, joins me now to share her hints, tips and advice on managing your money and saving on your energy bills. Hello, Jeanette, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for the welcome, Toby, and I'm pleased to be here.
Jeanette, firstly, what do you think are the main problems that blind and partially sighted people face when trying to manage their bank accounts and energy bills?
The main issue that I have personally is that accessibility. Many banks and other energy companies, etc., don't provide information in appropriate formats for the people themselves. Many blind people, partially sighted people, got different formats that they require. Some people need different colours. Some people need bigger print. Some people can't read print. Some people want braille. Some people prefer electronic formats like I do myself. And unfortunately, many of the providers do not want to provide it to you in a form of the form that you prefer.
Most ways of managing your bank account and energy bills are online. How easy do you find energy and bank account websites and apps?
I find the apps not easy to download in the first place. You've got to find it, got to know what the name is. Sometimes the name doesn't reflect the business's name, unfortunately. Once you do get the app, it isn't always accessible regarding your screen reading software. Some of the websites themselves are not accessible either due to either the format of the website not being correctly displayed, too many pop-ups, banners with running images, etc., and maybe not the elements being displayed properly that screen reading user people like myself can actually access.
Do banks and energy suppliers still offer facilities to manage your account via the telephone?
I think some providers do. They should do, because obviously not everybody can access computers. Lots of blind people can't access computers. Some of them don't want to, but it's just their choice, of course. I'm very grateful that the bank I use does have a telephone help line. I've actually used it myself just after lockdown to get support at my local bank. They helped me over the phone to organise me to go into the bank at a safe time, which was great. I wasn't able to do that with the app, but I did it over the telephone just by my phoning up my local branch. That was a great help. So I can actually go in and take some money out, because I use a chip and signature card. I don't have a PIN number, and I do use the app on my phone for my local bank, and I find that very easy to use, and it's helped me during lockdown because I've been able to pay various businesses that I use regularly, and it means it's no hassle, it's hands-free, and I feel safe going to shop at my local corner shop as well.
What sort of things have you done to help to save money on your energy bills?
Well, recently, I've not been in this house very long, so one of the first things I did was I got an assessment done through the Scottish Government. So I managed to get a grant through the government, which was free, to help me with the energy saving in this house. So I got a new heating system put in, which didn't cost me anything, which was great. So I was eligible for that grant because being blind and also had been in the home a year at that time and had a very leaky old boiler. So they actually helped me to get a grant to get new heating put in. So that's helped enormously. And also I was given some advice how to save water when I have a shower, etc. I don't like baths, so the showers are easier to use and it saves energy. And I try to shower for 3 minutes at the most. So sometimes set enough timer so you're showering, or if you're shampooing, stop to shampoo your hair in between shower, so you turn your shower off and on if you can. It just saves a little bit of water as well as your energy as well. And also, if you're only washing one cup at a time, for example, in the sink, save up your dishes so you put them in the actual sink itself and then wash them all at once rather than having to wash one cup at a time or one plate at a time.
Jeanette, what would you say are the three most important tips that you would pass on to other visually impaired people for managing their bank and energy accounts?
the tips that I would use is to try and contact them personally to see what tariff you're on. I'm struggling with that at the moment because their website's not that accessible. They say I've got an account with them, but how do I get into an account that I don't know what the number is because they're not sending me out paper bills anymore? So it's okay. My bill's getting paid via my bank, but I'm struggling. But the thing to do is try and make contact directly with the power energy company that you use and to make sure that you check up with them at least once a year to make sure you're in a correct tariff and also that they know your most up-to-date details because you are required to get an energy check done once a year if you're visually impaired. It's a free checkup to make sure that your gas and your electric is actually working correctly. Another tip I'd say is to check with your bank to make sure that your account is correctly running and that the statements that you receive are in a format of your choice, not of the bank's choice. And also if you're able to access an app on your telephone, maybe get some assistance to make sure it's accessible for you to use so you're in control of your bank itself. One of the things I do in the house, I save water. I've got bins out there in the back of my garden and I save rainwater to scrub up after my guide dog. I save the water from my washing up bowl and that goes into a bucket in the back garden as well. And that just helps to sort of clear up the pavement or the path in the back garden. It just saves a little bit of water, so you're actually recycling water that would normally go down the sink. So that's some of the bits and pieces I can suggest.
Finally, Jeanette, why do you think blind and partially sighted people should have more control over their money and energy bills?
I honestly think that we all should have the right in this day and age to access our own personal information in a format of our choice. I find there's far too many people who are blind, partially sighted, as well as other disabled people, not able to manage their own accounts because it's not in a format of their choice. So a third party has to get involved and need personal information back to you. So they're actually seeing your personal information first. And this is right across the board. It's not just bank-bound societies. It's not just the energy companies. Say you're a lady and you're expecting a baby, which happened to me obviously when I had my children. I had to get a third party to read my test results to see I was pregnant with my children, which is a dreadful thing to do. So they actually know your good news before you do. And I think in this day and age, we've got a right to know first what our private information is, because that's what we want it to be, private. You don't want to be handing your personal information to your next door neighbour to read out to you.
Thank you, Jeanette Scott, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for letting me take the time to speak to you today.
Smart with your Money Week, in collaboration with Uswitch.